started out on Reddit. I started selling panties.
They said Nancy Reagan was the throat goat. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's like a big rumor.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy.
I mean, if Hillary was throat goat, maybe she would have been president. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
How many of them are jealous that you're getting piped down by a monster hog? And they're like, yep, I have to go to bed with Freddy tonight.
I don't think there's anyone that's jealous. Actually, most of my friends... most of them are all like happily married, about to have kids, already have kids. I think
then
maybe,
they're
like...
definitely jealous. Yeah, hello and welcome to the Working Perspective Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. On the show today, we got the one and only B. York. Oh my gosh, was she awesome. Justin, your thoughts?
She's fun. She's nice. She's not very tall, but she's very charming. And she leads with grace.
Oh, super charming. All about the grace. Really fits the moniker of, like, the, you know, the girl next door and the girl that could be everyone's girlfriend kind of thing. Like, she nailed it. Super funny, really open and honest with what she was sharing. Really, too, like, gets the jokes and was here to have fun.
Down to earth, regular, so regular person.
Yeah, and, like, nailed it. Totally nailed it. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So we'll have a link in the description of this episode for her website. It's at byork.com. Plus, have a link for her socials at ubyork on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you check all that stuff out, like and subscribe. But I don't want to take too much time. So without any further ado, I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. Our guest today is the one and only B. York, and this is the Working Perspectives Podcast. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. Justin, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest today is the nerdy girl next door smut creator who is known for her award nominations, Bodacious TNA, her infectious laugh, sense of humor, and style with her eclectic clothing and shoe collection have her fans going wild. Fans worldwide enjoy her nudes and countless homemade solos and girl-on-girl adult clips, and they've helped her become the star she is. Recently, she stepped into the pro studio arena and has filmed multiple scenes for Blush Erotica and Score that have been very well received. Our guest scored the cover and feature in the Karma edition of MV Mag in 2019. In 2022, she won Female Clip Artist from the XBIVS Cam Awards. She's also received many stellar nominations, including Best Female Clip Artist from the XBIVS Cam Awards 3 years in a row. She's been Clip Artist of the Year from XBIVS Awards twice, Favorite Indie Clip Star twice, and Most Spectacular Boobs and Favorite Creator Site Star from the AVN Awards. Best Fandom Clip Artist from Bazawi, and she awards Social Media Star on Multi-Platform Master from the YNOT Cam Awards. Best Ass from Fleshbot Awards. Best Premium Social Media Star from All Star Awards. Curvaceous Performer of the Year from the Cammy Awards. And two from Pornhub Awards recognizes her infamous physique for Best Chest and fan-voted Nicest Titas. When our guest isn't filming content, you'll find her enjoying a craft beer, reading Tom Clancy book or fantasy novels, shopping or indulging in sci-fi, Star Wars, and Star Trek, and keeping up with everything in her universe by following her on her Instagram at UBYork. Find out about her more on her website at byork.com, which will be in the description of this episode. Without any further ado, please welcome to the show the one and only B. York. B, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I mean, I'm pretty exhausted after that. Let me tell you.
We're out of time. Sorry. We're going to have to go.
That was
sorry.
Golly. So,
That was a
beep.
mouthful.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's not what she said, by the way. Just letting you know. I know. All right. But either way, beep, thank you so much for being on the show. How are things? How are you?
Good. I'm really happy to be here. So thank you for taking the time to have me.
Hey, anytime. So, just want to shout out, recently, like we said in the intro, you made your score debut on the XL Girls site with three new scenes. Is that correct?
Yes. It was
So,
my
yeah, go ahead.
first dabbling in
Pro
work and
shoots.
it, yeah, pro sheets, and it was pretty exciting.
That's fun. So the titles I see are A Smashing Time with B York, and then B York, The Sexual Power of Gingers, and B York, Meet Your New Girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Man, I mean, those all sound fantastic. Did you, so it says you did two boy girl scenes and a solo. The boy girl scenes, was it different male performers on both of those scenes?
Correct. Yeah. Different performer
And
each time.
cool. And how was it working with them?
It was really good. It was the first time that I've actually filmed with male talent. And yeah, I was pretty nervous, but both filming partners were really nice and very respectful. So it was smooth and it was fun.
That's great, you know. Plus, too, like you're pretty well known for your solo stuff. So that was kind of like you would do that regardless. So to shoot that with score was, you know, something. It was just kind of like the elevation of your content, right?
Yeah, it's something that I had been thinking about for a while, and so I was happy that Score reached out and wanted to work with me. I felt like that might be a good company to make my debut with. So
Yeah.
I was nervous and
Go ahead.
excited.
Yeah. That's fun though. That adds to it, right? You know what I mean? Like that, I think that's one of the appeals of getting into the adult industry is that like you have like a nervous excitement that keeps you going and it makes it fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when you shot the boy girl scenes, did you notice anything different? Like, was there a lot, like a huge difference, you know, besides maybe like the way the scene is choreographed and things like that? But were you like, once you got into it, you're like, okay, this is just like kind of my normal life kind of thing? Or were you like, okay, I gotta step up my game here?
I think that was a little bit of both. It was kind of surprising to me that it felt natural, and I really enjoy being on camera with someone else rather than me being, just solo work. There was definitely like a lot of fun with that. But then also it was kind of like, oh wow, some areas I'm really out of shape and I should probably work on those, and like things that like, oh, I should probably work a little better on my improv and like be a bit more mindful of how I present myself on camera as far as like angles and posing, because I've never had to think about myself when I'm with a male partner versus like a female partner or just filming myself. So it was a lot to like just kind of digest.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite angle or pose that you like to shoot from?
I personally like doggy style when my like ass looks really good.
Same. That's my favorite to shoot too. Right. My ass just looks incredible, you know?
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, when you got a wagon like I'm dragging, you know, stuff not to look like, you know, pretty good. But either way, no, I'm kidding. So you like doing doggy? That's your favorite one to shoot from?
Yeah, I mean, just because I find it to be the most flattering. I also think I look really good from like POV when I'm going down on someone. But yeah, that's just
Justin
me. I
does
don't
too.
know.
Yeah.
You gotta have
Good
those big
angle.
eyes.
You
No, I have like dopey. I got one that's kind of lazy and tired. But if you
Sure,
have
I'm
nice
sure it still looks
big brights, it looks cute. You do a little
Yeah, I'm sure it
cross-eye
looks
action.
adorable. Yeah. When you say you're out of shape, what do you mean? Like what kind of things? Like you
Like
just haven't had cr
stamina.
Oh, okay. You're
Yeah.
like, all right, guys, tag. I need a break here. Let's take five.
Can we switch it back to doggy where I can do less work?
I like to lay down again. I do not like being in a 3-point squat for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
Oh, that was the
there's.
hardest, is the one where it's like reverse cowgirl and you're like essentially squatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I realized it was time to up my gym game and start going more often. Work on that cardio.
Yeah, they got to edit out the noise your knees make when you bend down.
Stop. That's a real thing, okay?
I can only imagine. My knees, it sounds like a crinkling plastic wrap when I bend down.
Dude, same. Every time I walk up the stairs, it's like an old wallet opening and closing. I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst.
And like getting used to like the faces you make, I assume. Like you have to be like cognizant of that. You're like at all times, you're like, am I making a weird face?
Dude, I cannot imagine how stupid my face looks, right? Like it's got to look so bad. Like, thank God, you know, I mean, whatever, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, my face has to look, I mean, like the sounds I make are like moronic, but the face just has to be atrocious. Golly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure your faces look great. Don't worry.
You know what? Don't church us up, B. All right. We don't need it. We know what we are. But no.
Yes, that was also something that was like realizing how, like, when you're just so focused on so many other things, you like also like, yeah. Oh, wait. And also, my face has to look good in this. And like, I have to like look like, I don't know, like a porn star.
What kind of like, what goes through your mind when you're like, okay, now I have to put on, you know, Crouching Tiger face or whatever it's called? Like, what do you think? Like Blue Steel or something? Like, what's the deal?
I just try and like figure out where the camera is like angled and like what it might be perceiving. So normally when I film by myself, I have like an actual little monitor so I can always check how I look. But when you're like, or like a studio, you don't have that available, so you're kind of going in blind. So just kind of being cognizant of like, if it's angled here, what is it capturing? Or if it's angled here, like how is it making me look good? So I'm not like making like weird face and like have like five chins or something in a shot, which like when you're thinking about a million other things, it's bound to happen. But I like try and make that not the highlight.
No, hey, I totally get it, you know? Totally. Nice. Okay, so that's great. So like we said, you had three new scenes that came out in your score debut on the XL Girls site. So make sure you check those out. There'll be a link on your website, which is bayork.com, and we'll have a link for that in the description of this episode. You also, your newest scene just came out on Bush Erotica VR, and it's B York, Chris Cardio, The Perfect Wife. Right? So talk to me about this. What's going on?
Oh, I really loved VR a lot. I thought it was so fun. I mean, it's definitely a different filming experience because like you have to make eye contact with the camera like perfectly. Otherwise, you'll look cross-eyed. But I don't know. I hope to do me more VR stuff because it was really fun.
That's the future, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird to think about, but that really is it. Like,
totally.
Down the road, we're going to have a lot more VR stuff.
VR machines. Like, you're not even going to leave your house.
So the person holding the camera, they basically have a GoPro, like, what, middle of the forehead? Where do they keep it?
What it actually is like a camera set up like right in front of the male talent. I mean, different places will do it differently, but in that instance, the male talent has to like avoid like bumping into the camera while also being able to perform in the scene. So like he's a champ.
It's like just like right in front of him, basically. Like,
depending on where they. No, it's on like an extra, like a
rig, like an arm.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, like a boom pole.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering how they would do it because like they do now, like NBA games, you can wear the VR and it makes it look like you're sitting in that seat
live. Cool.
So I guess they have a camera just in that seat and anybody can log into it. So the same concept, like if you're going to be POV, but it's also VR, it has to be like interactive to the point where that person can look around at any time.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's a crazy concept.
You know what's wild is that eventually this is what's going to happen. Your boiled Uncle Maddie's calling it right now. One, VR is going to hit the streets and it's going to hit the streets hard, right? And then you're going to be able to buy the VR setup kind of like, you know, like if you're a drag racing setup or whatever it is, right? You can buy the VR setup where you get the headset and then you get a machine that simulates, you know, the old skaboosh, right? And if on this machine, there's going to be a warning, or it's going to come with like a preset function to shut down after so many ejaculations, because legit people are going to die from dehydration from over-ejaculation. That's what's going to happen.
I feel like that's the plot of so many movies.
I mean, that's biography.
I think it's what happened in WALL-E, is basically everyone got VR porn and they were like, let's just go to space and just
whack it out, baby. Just
yeah.
Would you, if so, from a girl's point of view, I mean, from a guy's point of view, it's like VR porn, whatever the, you know, what's the thing called? The fake vajay. But
like a fleshlight.
Fleshlight. But either way. So VR, fleshlight on some kind of machine, you're good to go. What are we looking at from a girl's point of view? Like, what would you want from a VR experience, B?
Oh, that's really tough because I actually really like story. So I think I really just want an immersive story.
So you want a guy to like start a fight with you and then apologize and admit that you were right and he was wrong. And then pleasure you.
Yeah, I would not be opposed. I mean, while that scenario is kind of like probably a little problematic as far as like rom-coms and how they depict like, you know, ideal relationships. That's a story for another day.
I mean, can we be honest for a second? If a guy apologized to you and admitted he was wrong and you were right, you wouldn't be turned on right then.
It depends on what the argument was about.
I mean, it could be about anything.
True.
I'll tell you this. It probably wouldn't have been his fault, whatever the argument was about.
I like how that's where your imagination goes for the scenario. I'm like an 18th century pirate ship or maybe medieval time. That's like arguing in the kitchen. Whatever the scenario, right. Doctor's, you know, office.
What? I'm not here to you know, like shame your king, though.
I mean, my kink. I thought it was yours, but all right.
Fighting in the car on the way home from dinner.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's see
the most immersive
then.
VR.
Yeah. All right. The kid's asleep. Shut up. Let's go. Yeah. No talking. Lights off. Right? Isn't that everybody? Yes? No? Okay. Either way. So, like we said, your newest scene is on Bush Erotica VR, and it's available. I have a link. The link will be on your website, byork.com, which will have a link in the description of this episode. Highly suggest you check it out, but I want to keep it moving. I want to get to everyone's favorite segment. I'm talking about the disputed questions. B, in this segment, I'm going to ask you some questions, right? I have my answers to this question, which are correct, and Justin has his answers to this question, which are wrong, and you're a bad person if you agree with Justin. Either way, we're going to ask you these questions and to see where you fall. So, first question, what movie do you think is better, The Godfather Part 1 or The Godfather Part 2?
What if I've never seen either of them?
You'd be the 1,000th person that hasn't seen either of them.
Lots of movies. Maybe that's what I will watch tomorrow.
No, it's all right. You don't have 12 hours to watch that.
Hook or The Princess Bride?
Oh, great question.
Wait,
the movie Hook?
Princess Bride. Oh.
Hook or The Princess Bride?
Princess Bride. I grew up on that one more than
I'll tell you. You know what I was talking about the other day? While our generation will always be tougher than the other generation coming up, is that, think about this. When we were a kid, we watched Rufio die. Okay? We lived through that.
Rufio.
Right? We lived through him and him saying that is one wish, that he had a dad, like Peter Pan. Like, come on. Oh, and then we saw Mufasa get it. Do you think these shitheads watching Moana are going to have to deal with that? Are you kidding me?
Did you see
Big Hero 6? Okay, but Moana's amazing.
Moana's great, but no one died, right?
Did you see Big Hero 6?
There was five iterations of Big Hero, and then there's a sixth one?
I think it's called Big Hero 6. You know what I'm talking about? It's like Betamax. Yeah.
It has that guy that liked the cat, and he called it a... like Harry Baby or something.
Dude, that movie made me cry. I don't want to spoil it. You should watch it, man. It's good.
What about Iron Giant? Remember Iron Giant? Remember Brave Little Toaster?
Brave Little Toaster. These classic.
Remember Homeward Bound? Homeward Bound?
Oh my God.
I have a rescue dog.
Shadow?
Shadow!
Michael J. Fox.
Dude, talk about the score, too. Do you remember the score for that movie? Like in Incredible, right? Like the best. I think it was our boy. I think it might have been Jerry Goldsmith or John Williams. Either one, both fantastic. But Justin, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, I was saying I have a my dog's like real skittish, and I call her my brave little toaster.
Yeah, well, no one gives a shit about your dog.
She's
either
beautiful.
Way,
Matt doesn't like dogs.
What a monster!
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm more of a cat person, but like you know,
I'm definitely allergic to cats, so I don't like them either.
Oh, okay then.
There you go. There you go. You want to keep talking about it? I told my daughter if she brought a dog, I'm going to drown it in front of her.
You got to
talk
stop
about
telling
that?
People this. You got to let that
it.
Go.
Do not bring a dog in my goddamn house. Tell you that right now, four-year-old. You want traumatic? We'll get traumatic. All right? Either way,
you're
let's
not winning
keep it
anyone over. All right.
Yeah, well, don't bring a dog over here. Tell you that. Next question, B. When it comes to eating Cheetos, are you crunchy or puffed?
Oh, I love puffs.
Yeah.
Wow, the puffissance is back on. What is going on?
I mean,
here?
I like a good crunchy one, but like a puff is just so like nice and
anti-crunchy, but
do you prefer the doodle or the ball?
The what?
A cheese ball.
The cheese ball.
Or like the doodle, which is
or
like
the hot
the
dog.
Doodle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably say the doodle.
Yeah.
I'll do some doodle.
I mean, we always love a doodle over a ball, am I right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. What? Go ahead.
The balls need attention too.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Dynamite dropping, B. Okay. Pancakes or waffles?
It depends on my mood.
Very true.
I'm like 50-50.
You gotta pick one, and you can never have the other again.
Yeah.
Eggs Benedict.
Oh,
dude, I
love a good Eggs Benny. I love a good Eggs Benny. I went to this place.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you can go ahead.
I was gonna say, because it's probably exactly what you're about to talk about. I don't like when people fancy up Eggs Benedict. I just want reggae Eggs Benedict. I don't want a crab cake on there. I don't want salmon on there. I just want English muffin, pork roll, Canadian bacon, however you want to do it. Poachy egg, and then give me the hollandaise sauce.
So, Justin, I'm literally going to say the opposite, where the other day I went to a place where they had a Cajun-style Eggs Benedict, where it was over cornbread, and it had, like, andouille sausage and shrimp, and, like, it was so effing good. And, yeah, and, you know, that's how it goes, you know?
That sounds
amazing. I'd kill a dog for that fucking egg Benedict. All right, I've got to stop the dog death stuff. Okay, we're done. We're done with the dog death stuff, okay?
Yeah, I just usually bring that up when you make fun of me. I can always have that in my back pocket. I'm like, Matt hates dogs.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
You got to figure that out on your own. Overcooked does sound good.
It was, dude. Especially, too, because they, like, gimmicked up the cornbread where they fried it, you know, so it had, like, a crispy outside. It was pretty good.
Oof.
Not going to lie.
Oof.
Shout out Turning Point. Fan of the show, listener of the show. Okay, let's keep it moving then. Next question after that, who do you like better, Chevy Chase or Bill Murray? Oh, wait, you didn't say pancakes or waffles.
Is an acceptable answer.
Or French toast.
Ooh, French toast then.
All right, fine. Let's keep it moving. Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
Probably Bill Murray.
Yeah, of course.
Bill Murray. I mean, I grew up with Chevy Chase, and he's been a you know, an important part of my youth, but I do like me some Bill Murray.
When you say you're a youth, B, you look like you're like 22. Like, you just had your birthday. I'll cut it. I won't air it, but how old are you?
Oh, you can air it. I just turned 36.
Wow.
Nice. You're already. I'm 38.
Yeah. 39. I'm an old man.
The nice. Old.
Old man. So old.
Hence why all of our knees make noise when we squat.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Explains
still
a lot.
Crickety.
Oh. Okay. So then next question. When it comes to an amusement park or a theme park, do you like amusement park or water park better?
Oh, amusement park. I want roller coasters.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you're not a communist either, which I love. and then the last question, and probably the most important question you'll ever be asked. When it comes to eating wings, are you drums or are you flats?
I mean, I enjoy either as long as they are bone in.
Right. You're so nice. You're like, I don't want to upset either side of the chicken wing.
No, I mean, I will eat them all. But yes. I would say that the best, like, traditional, like, wing flavor, like, you're getting the best bite out of the actual wing and not the drumstick. Like, it's good. It's meaty. But like, I feel like you get more tasty rather
She's
than
a
meaty.
Flatman, Justin. She's a Flatman. She's a Flatman. Well, I'm not happy with it, B. I'm not happy with it at all. Not at all. Well, that was disputed questions, and you did okay. You didn't finish well. Tell you that. You did okay, though. Let's keep it on, moving down the road. We're going to head to everyone's other favorite segment. It's time for J-Dub's questions, B, where Justin here, he's going to ask some questions, and you can answer if you would like. But if you want to tell him to shove, you can do that, too. Either way, Justin, go ahead. Take it away, my good sir.
Who's the most famous person you ever met?
Oh, I don't know.
Ever, like,
I mean, are there any famous people in Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't go around meeting them, I guess.
Did you ever get anyone in your DMs?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Not yet.
No way.
I mean, I also, yeah. No, I don't think I've gotten anyone famous in my DMs. But I also don't check them that often.
Smart. Me either. Always
yeah.
News.
I mean, it is true. Other than sports athlete, like, I don't know. Like, I met Donovan McNabb and I met Brian Westbrook, both football players.
McNabby.
My brother met the older guy from Everybody Loves Raymond. What's his name? Brad Garrett? In an elevator.
Oh, the brother?
Yeah. Like, are you that guy? And he went, yeah, I'm that guy. And he went, cool.
That voice.
All right, no famous people?
No.
I have, but I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
I saw Steph Curry's dad in a Bojangles in North Carolina, Del Curry.
I mean, that's exciting.
How do you know it was him?
Because he was like 6'8" and he looked like Del Curry.
That makes sense. You don't have to get mad.
Sorry. What? You have a favorite conspiracy theory?
No.
There's a layer of water above the earth. It's called a ferment. And we've never been to space, and the Earth's flat, and I don't like this one, but a lot of people say Michelle Obama has a penis.
That one's
9/11
true.
Was a hoax.
I found that one out personally.
There's so many good ones. Paul McCartney died, and like they replaced him like after the second Beatles album. Have you heard
I
this?
Guess
so
the he only wasn't... one that counts would be like Tupac still being alive.
I like that.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you figure by this time, like if he really was like, unless he's just never going to reveal it. Like, people always said Elvis was still alive.
Just enjoying retirement.
Yeah, but he's got to be like 60 by now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, being retired.
You got to, I mean, like,
he must be having a great time.
He's got to pop out one time, be like, I told you, and then disappear again.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story of Rikki Tikki Tavi? The story of a mongoose fighting a cobra?
Yes.
You
yes.
do?
Yes.
Nobody remembers this. Wasn't it awesome? Was it was animated. We watched it in school. It's not like really a question, but nobody ever remembers what I'm talking about. It was awesome. I loved it. And I think I'm deathly afraid of snakes. And I think about Rikki Tikki Tavi all the time when I want to be brave.
Yeah. Like, wasn't it the whole thing that he was protecting this kid, and the kid like was initially like the family was mean to the mongoose or something. And then I don't remember. I know he was protecting the kid, and it was like great. This whole tale about like, yeah.
Tale as old as time.
Fights cobras. The scariest snake there is.
Yeah.
All right. Just quickly gonna go. Did you watch Blue Eye Samurai?
Oh, so good.
No,
it's on Netflix. It's an anime, kind of.
Do you like anime?
I've started getting into it.
Oh, Primal is a must watch, fantastic show.
You
it's
watch
on HBO Max.
That one's good. Do you watch or do you play video games?
I'm really bad at them, so I don't do much more than like Animal Crossing.
I have an interest in that.
Even that one kind of frustrates me. So
I don't know if I know that game.
It's like it's like a kind of like The Sims, but like with animals on an island.
Yeah, so, and you like owe money to this. Was he? He's a bear. Where's he? Right? He's a bear.
You have to pay your taxes on the island.
You don't have to pay taxes, no, but you constantly owe money.
Sounds like a mafia setup.
You get to live on this island, so yeah.
All right, well, gotta pay to play.
Have you I was with my my buddy's kid over the weekend. Have you heard of this Lego thing where they build in the bag?
What?
Like a building a ship in a glass bottle. Some of the Lego pieces come in like bags now, like the cheaper little model kits. They're small. They people will build them in the bag without opening it.
Huh.
That's impressive.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I had a 9-year-old explaining this to me, and I was like, that's crazy." And then I was like, "It's like building a ship in a bottle." And he looked at me like, "What?" I was like, You're not going to get that reference.
Why would you suggest the ship in a bottle? That makes no sense.
It's like, yeah, moron. Who would ever do that? No one ever talked to me.
Building Lego sets in bags. Do you have a dream car?
I mean, I don't know. I think I don't know, something nice. Actually, yeah, I probably want a Taycan.
The Porsche SUV?
Taycan. I'm so bad with.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
It's the long one. It's got a nice butt on it, and it's the electric car.
Oh, it's the nice car, butts, like the sedan.
Yeah, I think it's a sedan. Otherwise, it's a Panorama. Yes, I wouldn't mind a Panorama, but
I do see the similarity in the.
Yeah, they got nice butts.
Yeah, if you look at the back of that car, you'll see exactly.
Okay. All right.
B, do you have any questions for me?
No, not that I can think of, but I'm also really bad at asking questions.
You said you have to work on your improv on your, in your scenes.
Yes. Yeah. I need to work on my, and then whatever.
You're fine.
It's all good. You think you're doing a great job, B. So very good. Let's keep it on moving on. Keep it on moving down the road. That was J-Dub's questions. Excellent job, J-Dub. B, thank you for answering those. But I want to keep it moving. I want to talk about you, B York, the one and only. So B, let's chat. Let's talk. Let's go over this a little bit. Want to get to know you. So how long have you been in the business?
I'd say about 8 years, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. And yeah, 8.5 now.
What prompted you to start?
I started out on Reddit. I started selling panties.
Wow. You sold your used panties?
Yeah.
Did they have to have pictures of you wearing the panties or anything?
Yes. Yeah, and that's kind of what led to selling pictures, and then I started sexting online, and kind of eventually it evolved to oh, could you make this movie for me and make it just like this, 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 and this, and then
oh wow, yeah,
it just kind of escalated.
8 years ago too, that was way before the OnlyFans rush, so you've been at this for a little bit. What were you using before OnlyFans?
So ManyVids was a popular clip site, and before that it was all more person to person. So it was just back when I could use Cash App and things to accept payment. Yeah, simpler times before all that.
So yeah, for sure. So okay, so I just want to unravel this a little bit. You'll wear some panties. Do they have a preference? Are they asking for thong, boy shorts, granny panties? Does it not matter?
Usually they have a preference, so I would have a variety of things to choose from.
Okay. What was the most common one?
I would say it's split between a bikini style, all cotton, or a thong.
Guys are creeps. Okay. So then I'm kidding. Okay. So then you would wear them and take a picture of you wearing them, so they had proof that you wore them. And
well,
then
I'd take a few cute pictures.
Right. Sure. Obviously not a hard thing to do.
It's a newspaper with a date.
it's a lot less unsexier, a lot sexier than that.
So okay, so you take a few cute pictures in the undies, and then you'd send them the pictures in the undies.
I would send the pictures online and then send the underwear.
Wow. How much would one of these go for?
When I first started out, I think I was selling them for $35.
Wow. So how much did the underwear cost? $10 or something?
Well, it was stuff that I had before, old laundry. So it wasn't something.
Oh, they probably like that even better.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good way of spring cleaning your wardrobe too.
Yeah,
what prompted it is I was cleaning out my wardrobe, and I was selling a lot of my old clothing, and then I came across all this underwear, and I was like, oh, this is such a shame to toss it because there's nothing else I can do with it. And I was like, oh, but there is.
Yeah, there always is.
Buy this. Excellent.
And they did. Do you have an idea of how many you sold? A lot?
Since I started, I know that I've sold about 150 pairs.
Damn! I don't think I've ever had 150 pairs of underwear my whole life. Golly. okay. So, well, good for you, B.
What about socks? People ask yeah. socks.
I've what never they, had luck selling socks. Lots of people do.
What about
do.
Feet?
You
sell your feet?
I don't sell my feet. Yes.
I mean, you'd have to offer me a lot of money for one of my feet.
Right. I mean, but there is a price for your foot, though, Justin.
Definitely. Yeah. $1 billion? I don't think you can mail it, though.
You'd be way less for a foot.
My foot? Do I get a robot foot?
Yeah, we'll throw in a robot foot.
Well, I mean, so it's $1 billion and a robot foot, or you would just spend your billion on a robot foot?
That's the thing. I don't want to have to pay for my new foot. That could get pretty pricey.
Less than $1 billion?
What are they going to do with my foot?
I would say the foot's included.
Are they going to do sex stuff with my foot? Yeah.
Probably.
You're not allowed to ask. It's part of the thing. B never asked where her undies went, even though they all went to a soup. And they all went to the same guy.
I have heard that
Dang.
I thought you were joking when you said soup.
That's wild. All right, so
I'm not here to judge. None of us are.
But if you're brewing, you know, thong tea, you got stuff going. So okay, all right.
Your
so
passion.
You started off. So B, like you said, you started off selling undies and you were nailing it, right? And then the undies are going good, but they're like, hey, the undies are cool, but we want to see you in action. So then that escalated to nudes, is that right?
So it escalated to sexy. And part of while this is going on, I'm posting on Reddit to kind of build like a fan base so I would have more people that wanted to buy my underwear. As I, you know, build my popularity, I was offered to, like I said, sexting and custom videos. And then eventually I had enough videos to sell. So I put them on a clip site.
Nice. All right. So then, hold on. I'm interested in the sexting thing. Do you have like, is it just like stuff you think of, like, or play like off of them, like what they like, or?
Oh yeah. Like it's okay. Yeah. I mean, for
Would
me,
you
it
say
was
you're
very,
pretty good.
Very, I'm very good when it's for work. I'm very awful when it's just for fun.
That's funny.
I'm super awkward and never know what to say.
It's like a chef who can't cook at home. He's like, I don't know. I get here in the house and I don't know how to make eggs.
Right.
Kind of, actually.
Yeah. So, okay. So sexting, and then from sexting went to nudes, right?
Yeah. To videos. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So and what kind of videos are they, like solo things or?
Yeah. It started off with solo masturbation. And then that led to solo masturbation, but with like a little bit of a plot. And then people realize that I'm actually really good at the plot. I'm actually really good at improv when it's just me filming.
Okay.
That's good. I didn't mean to say you were bad at it, though.
No, I'm actually really bad being put on the spot. But like when I have time to like do multiple takes, then I'm good.
What kind of scenario? What was your favorite scenario you came up with?
I was just going to ask, what's the plot that hit the most?
Is it arguing in the kitchen with your spouse?
I'm going to use that one. Oh my gosh. I need to write it down because I'm going to use that.
I know. Watch this beat. This will end up being
hit. Dude, tell me we all haven't had like angry sex and it's not the best. Come on.
No.
All right, so we all don't just like bidding, you know. All right, whatever. Fine. I'm the only one that's mad, apparently. Great job. I'm glad you guys are living such happy lives. And I'm the only one that's angry, okay? Listen, the Purple Unicorns lost 8-1, okay? It's a bad game.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was hilarious.
I mean, them scoring on their own.
For them, it might have been for the other team. Maybe not for you, okay?
Yeah, well. I mean, they love yelling at kids. You know, it's great. It's great. I must sound like a monster. I yell at kids and I drown dogs. Right? Right, B? Is that what you're thinking right now? Like, this guy's wild.
Yeah.
First off, I've never drowned a dog. Okay? I've never done it.
I fucking hope not.
No, nobody has to normally say that out loud. Most people, it's assumed that I have not drowned any animals. For the
record. Yeah, well, I'm just letting you know. No animals have been drowned by me. Okay? There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Crisis averted. Okay.
She didn't want to upset the drumstick community by picking a side, but you know.
Yeah. She's all on board about the dog drowners. All right. They need to be dealt with. But either way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, obviously. We're all on the same page with that, guys. We're not drowning dogs here, okay?
Nobody said anything about drowning dogs.
All right, teach these dogs to swim. Who's with me? You know, let's go. Either way, B, what yes. we were talking about before was a favorite plot or kind of storyline that you did. What do we got?
Are you familiar with, like, Reddit community? Like,
somewhat.
Like memes and things?
I have not learned how to look up porn on Reddit, but I really
want
to. Wow,
it's, like, really easy to find porn on Reddit.
What the
like,
fuck?
You can even
how
just
am I
type
missing
in
this?
NSFW subreddits, and it'll, like, pop up with a whole list of porn subreddits.
What? I can't read it.
Google
I just
is
don't
your
know
friend.
How to read.
You just
don't know. Okay. On your phone.
Old.
I just don't know how to read Reddit. Like, what do I? It's so many things.
You go to the old website. You don't use their app. You don't use their new Reddit. It's weird. And I've been saying that for years, but
I don't use any of it.
Call me a boomer.
Reddit is
call me old fashioned.
I know what you mean by like I use Reddit pretty much strictly for porn, but all the other stuff like I try to like follow like all like God of War came out and like I followed the Ragnarok page, but like you're right, man. Like it's like it follows down in a line, but then like some people's bump up out of time, and I'm like I don't understand how to read this, and people get gold and you get like a birthday cake on your birthday.
Yeah,
but
it's
not explained
your cake
anywhere.
Day. Well, that's just part of the community. You just have to be there long enough to learn.
I'm just there for like 8 minutes.
Oh, well, if that's all it takes.
I just don't get I mean, I just don't get it. I just, what do I type in? NSFW and then.
Type in NSFW 411 and then it'll take you to a page. And then that dude has a monster list. And if you can't find something there, it might be drowning dogs for you that you might be masturbating to because everything is there except for that.
There's. Yeah.
Sometimes I look at the cartoon ones just for funsies. I don't
like
how they always make it, yeah, but I don't know why they always make it like incesty. Like,
it'll be because like, incest is very popular. It's like the top search thing.
What is 411?
It's like the down low, you know? It's the I don't know why I said that like I was a 60-year-old man. It's the down low. It's like how my mom would have said it.
All right. Either way, we got way off topic. So, B,
we did.
Again, what is the most searched thing?
The most searched thing? Like, in porn in general? Or
no, like, what was the most normal plot that you would do?
Oh, well, the most popular one is probably, like this coworker, this big titty coworker is actually, like, super horny for you. And, like, this is, like, just coming out of quarantine. So it's like, oh, we finally get to hang out. And then, like, she's, like, very, like, suggestive. And, I don't know why, but that video does look so well.
Oh. Like, horny, I gotta go back in the office. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think she you come over to her place because you needed to finish a report. And, like, not everyone is quite back at the office yet. I forgot all the particulars. The best part is that was a custom video from a really good customer of mine. And I just, like, anytime you want to give me a custom video, like, if it's going to sell that well.
Oh, if you order a custom video and then, like, it goes on the website for everyone else to see as well? Or can you, like...
I offer, like, exclusive videos. But, like, if it's a really good idea, I will encourage you to let me, like, resell that idea. Because, like, if it's, you know, other people... And a lot of people do appreciate, like, oh, my idea was so good that, like, other people are going to get off to it.
Do you have a lot of regulars? Like, returning customers?
Okay. I would say 50% of my fans have been there like for maybe 5+ years. And then like the other half was just like a rotation of people who just discovered me.
Wow. So you've had guys that have been like diddling themselves to you for a while.
Yeah.
And then that's like good for you, you know? So wait, have they been the ones with like the outcry for you to go pro and like do like a boy girl scene?
It's been pretty mixed. I would say there was a very small vocal minority that was like super like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? And I would be like, never, fuck off. But then like I wanted to do it on my own terms. And then everyone else was like super, super supportive with like a very small portion of people that were like preferred me, you know, as a solo creator.
Why would they be so against it?
Because I built my brand on being very obtainable and not a porn star. I'm like your cute girl next door that could be your girlfriend. So Like, once you take that like story out of it to like, oh, she's a more traditional porn person, you know, like the novelty kind of wears off a little bit to some. For the most part, everyone has been so supportive, and are so excited to see me in action.
See, you get your squats in, huh? Yeah. Hear those knees creak. Yep. All righty. So, very cool. All right. Well, that's fun. Okay. So,
get the actual answer to that? What was your favorite plot that you came up with for those?
Oh, the funny one that I was going to say is, okay, if you've ever heard, if you're on Reddit long enough, which apparently you guys don't know, there's like this whole story about how this person owes the Loch Ness Monster $3.50. But
that's
it always
South goes, Park. But keep going.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Well, it goes deeper into the realms of Reddit-dom. I'm glad you
Loch Ness Monster owe me about Tree Fitty.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it is. So yeah, that's like a running joke. And then so I created a story about how this like cute little schoolgirl owed the Loch Ness or ran into the Loch Ness Monster and owes him $3.50. And because she doesn't have $3.50, she has to, of course, put out. Naturally,
obviously, duh.
Yeah,
who hasn't seen that story a million times?
Was the Loch Ness Monster a generous lover?
Yeah. I mean, I was satisfied.
Loch Ness Monster, a generous lover. Loch Ness Monster will meet $3.50. What is it? Chef's parents, right? I think it's Chef's mom owes the Loch Ness, or Loch Ness Monster owes Chef's mom.
That's awesome.
$3.50.
All right. Nice.
I'm here
All
for
right.
it.
Nailed it. Hey, killing it, B. Killing it. Love it. Okay. So let's keep it moving then. So you're 8 years ago, you start, like, what was the reason you started though? Like, was someone just like, hey, you got the, you know, you got that big titty with that matching ass, and they're like, all right, why don't you jump in on this thing? Like, what's going on?
Well, I mean, it was because I had all that lingerie, and I was just researching, like, what can I do with this to, like, give this lingerie a good home? And so I found Reddit, which told me how to sell underwear.
What kind of, like, job were you doing before this? Were you, like, I mean, are you comfortable to say?
I worked in retail.
Oh, so, all right. Like, we've had people on the show before that were like, I was a stripper and all this stuff and whatever. But honestly, that probably adds to your, like, your gimmick more, that you're like, no, I was just working in retail and I had all this underwear and I just wanted to get rid of it.
I worked in fashion retail. So, like, style and things, like, nice, you know, clothing has always been a part of who I am. So it was just a natural transition that, you know.
Do you find that that's like part of your personality, that like you like to have like the eclectic clothing style and things like that? Like, what kind of things do you build, like you like to build your own outfits kind of thing?
Well, I have no skills there. I'm much better at just buying expensive things. So I'll always, you know, like in my work, I'll always have like designer heels. And I try and buy a lot of like higher end lingerie. And I especially love small, like, boutique brands where stuff is, like, custom-made for me, which I think is, like, a good balance of, like, I've always appreciated high fashion before and still do.
Where do you think that love comes from for, like, the want and need for, like, higher-end clothing and higher-end things like that?
Watching The Devil Wears Prada and Confessions of a Shopaholic as a kid.
Yeah.
Or I guess reading the books as a kid, because I think they came out in early adulthood on movie.
I'm a sucker for good packaging. Like, especially, like, expensive clothes and, like, all that stuff. Like, half of it is, like, this is a really nice box. Or, like, it comes in, like, in a box, in a bag. And, like, I'm, like, opening the shoes. I'm, like, this is a nice bag. The tag is nice. I'm like, color me impressed. I haven't even got to the item yet. And I enjoy this packaging very much.
Right. You're already
sold on
it.
It's like a Christmas present.
Yeah, they've already won me over just by how nice the box. Like, sometimes I'll have, like, metal clat, like, you know, like, the box will kind of have a snap to it. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to throw this away.
Like, boop.
Yeah. Mm. I'm going to throw this away, but I really enjoy it.
I use a lot of boxes for storage. So, like, then you, like, I bought this nice thing. And also, I can use this for, like, knickknacks and, like, you know, like.
I'm just saying, I have so many Jordan boxes that I use for different things. Like, What? So wait, when you say you like to buy shoes, though, do you like to buy sneakers or like high heels?
Somewhere in between is a little obsession that I have with designer sneakers. So
like Balenciaga sneakers.
Actually, I do not have a pair of those, and I'm like I like trying to tell myself I don't need.
Weird, like especially like
they're so big, and like they have that arch. And Louis Vuitton also make like that whole like giant ass shoe with like the like.
It's like a moon shoe, for lack of a better way to explain it.
I mean, I like it, and I still want a pair, but like, do I want to give in to a gimmick that's like gonna like be out of style in hopefully like 5 years?
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna buy these like nice Chanel sneakers or like these Gucci sneakers that are like super classic and cute.
Oh, yeah.
But also hurt your smart feet if you wear them too long.
I mean, you know, but you know, that's the price of beauty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I find too, like if you line up like 5 plain black t-shirts, I have a good knack of being like, that is the most expensive one. Like, and even if it's the opposite, where like I'm picking stuff out, like for myself, it'll be like, I like that one. And they're like, that one's $700. Like, I don't like that one. I like that one.
That one's also like $500.
Dude, so yeah, we go to like not Nordstrom's, but what's it, Neiman Marcus or whatever that's
Neiman Marcus.
Neiman Marcus. Yeah.
Neiman Marcus.
That one.
And, I got like the store brand sweater. And it was like, I brought it to the register. I was like, I just want this. And they were like, it's $130. I was like, I don't want that. I'm putting that back.
Well, yeah, because it's probably cashmere.
Yeah, well, I didn't know. But I was like, I'm leaving this store right now.
You can feel it. It feels like cashmere.
You know what I've been spending money on as far as clothes go? I've been upping my jeans game. You know Mugsy jeans? Been doing them. I got them. Like, and then, yeah. They feel like they're like,
I got fat
really
recently. Good. I need stretchy. All my jeans are tight as well. And I can see the lining in the pocket in my thigh now.
I mean, that's a look. It could be very hipster of you.
No, because all my other, like my shirts are baggy and now my pants are really tight. And so
you need a tight button up with like,
yeah, I look like a upside down bowling pin.
Yeah.
I mean, a look.
I was wearing that
it's
today.
It's not a good look.
Oh, it's really fine.
I mean, you're going to love this outfit, B. This today at the office. Yeah, I work in an office, no big deal. But I had Mugsy jeans that were pretty little tighter on the tighter side.
A little
but,
slim.
Know, was showing off the back porch, no big deal. And then I had a button-up shirt, right? And it was like a button-up. So they were black jeans, and it was like a dark green and light green button-up shirt. And then I had tan boat shoes. And let me tell you, your boy was crushing it. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, office chic. No big deal.
Are boat shoes still a thing?
I mean, if you're a dad, they are. It is what it is.
Okay.
And it's also, it's in an office. So, you know.
Okay, but, yeah. But not a boat. Not like a little summer party, like beach party. Not. But you got your
no.
You know, it's fine.
You're wearing socks?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Cuff your pants so you can see.
Fine, guys.
Ankles.
You know what? Now I'm going to burn them. All right? That's fine. We're burning the shoes. Okay?
It's all right.
We're done.
It's okay. See, you go
no,
over
it's not
the board.
Okay. You know, it's not okay. All right? How about I drown the shoes? You want me to drown
yeah.
the shoes?
You're going to drown the shoes?
I'm going to drown the shoes. We're drowning the boat shoes.
You gotta relax, buddy. It's all right.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
You can get the no-show socks. You can still wear socks.
Yeah. I like those, except they always roll down and get like right in the middle of my arch. And just
they go to attack the toes. They're like, the second you put them on, they're like, now's our chance, boys. We will be at the front. I'm like, no. They even have the ones that have like a rubbery thing for the back of your heel. Does nothing.
Nope.
They're like,
right?
You think this is going to stop me? We belong in the front. I'm like, you don't belong in the front. You're a sock.
The funniest thing you've ever said. They're going to attack the toe.
Dude, the second you let them free.
Oh, bro.
Chaos word. Agents. And then you're trying to fix it without taking your actual shoe off. So you just have like, your finger in your shoe.
The worst. Like, yeah.
What are you doing? You're like, I don't know. I wanted to wear socks, but I wasn't brave enough to not wear socks. And now I'm in this weird purgatory of not even having socks on because they won't stay on.
Amen.
I really hate how relatable that is.
Yeah. Okay, B, I want to talk about this. I want to keep talking about it. So you're in the industry now, right? So what has been, I mean, in the last 8 years, what has been the weirdest thing that you've had to do? So for instance, I'll just give you give you a for instance here. This is what we're dealing with. Probably about a year ago, we had Miss Pandora on the show, and she's a dominatrix and is paid to be a dominatrix. And she had a blind guy who paid her to film herself defecating, but just the sound of it, right? Because he's blind. So, yeah. So you don't have to get into anything special, but do you have a weird request that has been sent your way?
I have turned down the videos where excrement is a theme.
Good for you. So proud of you.
I mean, I'm not, again, not here to yuck anyone's yum, but personally, like, that's a hard no for me.
Yeah, that's not your
'Cause
gimmick.
yeah, I mean, let me enjoy my peace and quiet in the
Right.
bathroom.
Also, it's like that's not what the girl that, like, the cute girl at the retail store that lives down the block, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't fit your demographic, you know? That's not you. That's not you. That
I mean,
girl isn't, you know?
part of the
Yeah.
appeal is because it's like, oh, is this so out of like character for her that that's why they want, like, that's why there's a fetish of it. But I would say
I
that's
mean,
probably like the one that would be like the quintessential, like, out of line,
yeah. Yeah, like that's a quick
request.
no, but then like people would be like, can you sit in cake and spin circular? And you'd be like, what? And get like weird stuff like that.
I get a lot of requests where it's like, we want you to do like this, like, okay, in this 5-minute video, I need you to spread your ass this wide, and I need it to be at exactly this angle at exactly this height, and I need you to touch yourself this way. And I'm like, no, that stopped being
Be
fun. Like,
January 13th at 2:06 p.m. on a leap year.
yeah, man, that sounds like work, man. That's
That sounds
brutal.
like work, and
Yeah,
that's where
once
I
you get
draw
to the
the line.
third
That's where I draw
detail, you're
the
like,
line.
no, facing west,
Did you ever
you
have any
send it.
sex? Yeah,
Sorry,
go ahead,
I was gonna say,
Joshua.
like, you send it, and they're like, you're clearly facing southwest in the video, and I want my money back.
It's exactly those kind of requests that I'm like, nope, I'm not that much of a people pleaser.
Yeah, not getting a
Like,
tape measure out to figure out how you want this completed.
I want to have
Yeah.
fun while I'm fucking myself.
Don't we
So I'll
all?
pass.
Yeah. Story of my life, right? So okay. So have you ever done like the sexting thing where it's like been like, all right, buddy, we're done here. You've gone way too far. Like,
As
no?
far as like limits go, or
I guess like
like
the
time
messaging.
wise. Oh, yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
there's absolutely people that get out of line or like try and push things. But I mean, once you do this long enough, you get a little better at
What would be
communicating with
like
them.
pushing this thing? Like what? Like
I'm not usually submissive, so people get like a little bossy or demanding with me. When I
and you're
first
like, all
started,
right, shove it.
pretty much. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. But we could do this instead. Or I put on like the retail voice and you non-Redditors, there's like malicious compliance where like you are following every inquiry to the letter, but you're doing so like, oh, I asked you to do this thing. Well, I'll do this thing, but I'll make sure that like no joy is being had with it.
I'll do it, but nobody's gonna like it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna make
Nothing.
this like again, we're supposed to be having fun, and like I'm selling, or at least with sexting, I'm selling intimacy, and like a good time. So that good time should be mutual.
Yeah, people get too
Otherwise,
drugged. Yeah.
yeah.
Have you ever had like a sexting situation escalate like from a client where you like wanted to meet them?
No.
No.
I mean, I've definitely had my share of like really awesome clients, and like there's people that I've known for like 8 years where I would consider like our relationship so, like more towards friendship, but nothing where I've been like, oh my God, I'm so horny for this like client. No offense to anyone watching, but I'm very professional and have always had professional boundaries there.
Smart. Hey, it's the best way to do it. Very smart. So, okay. Is that, if you had a type of guy, B, what would you say your type of guy is?
I like all types of guys. The only ask is that they are passionate about something. So it could be beating people up, it could be sports, it could be
What do you
being
mean
really
beating
nerdy.
people up?
I don't know. like Jack, or like, yeah, like Reacher.
Oh, okay. All right. I was gonna say, I was like, so it's not okay to drown dogs, but we can beat people up now? Like, what's going on?
Back on the dog.
I mean, oh, boat shoes. God. It's not okay to drown boat shoes.
Keep up, Jack.
B, enough. Yeah. Enough, B. Please. God.
Stop bringing that up.
B. Jesus, B. Why do you always got to bring that up? Golly. But either way, all that stuff's got to be cut because that's just brutal. But either way,
yeah, not
B.
So all wait. Of us canceled. Canceled by association.
Yeah. So, B. What so you just want a guy who's like, let me see, like, how important is it good hygiene to you with a guy?
Oh, I would say that one's pretty important.
Very important, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as looks wise, like, what are you looking for? Do you like him, like, you know, like nerdy and like noodle, or like you like a husky dude? Do you like an athletic
everywhere
dude?
In between. Everywhere okay. In between.
You got between. You, like, would you pick John Krasinski or what's the other big guy's name?
Alan Richton, I think his name.
Yeah, between those two, what would you pick?
Wait, what is he in?
Jack Reacher or John Ryan?
Oh, I would pick Krasinski. Yeah, I would.
Really?
Pick John Ryan. Yeah, because yeah.
Why?
I mean, I wouldn't mind being sandwiched between the two of them. But
I mean, who wouldn't? You know. Come on, we're all there. I'm there for it. You know.
But I think, like, but, I don't know, sassiness, like, I feel like I'm more attracted to Jack Ryan's character than Reacher's character.
Okay. But what? But,
I feel
okay.
like Reacher is a little too black and white with everything, which kind of drives me crazy. But
what is your deal breakers with dudes? Like, smoking?
No, that's fine.
Cigarettes,
I mean,
or weed?
I mean, either is fine. I don't partake, but they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
The only like hard nose would be like just be a really crappy person, someone who like would want to drown dogs.
Wow!
And
great callback! Great callback, by the way, B. Fantastic.
And someone who's like really awful to service staff and tips.
Oh. That would drop, like, legit. Just... I'm with you there. Not so much the drowning dog thing, but I'm totally with you on.
Totally with you. 23 isn't bad.
Totally with you on if I honestly, like, I'll wait. Like, I do, like, I don't know. I was in the service industry for such a long time that, like, even if it's bad service, I really don't care. Right. Like, and I'll still tip big. Like, I'm just not like the being disrespectful to your server or bar, like, no, I'm like, nothing will make me angrier, you know?
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I know people who, like, would be not mean, but like rude almost, of like where you order at fast food. And I'm like, that person is going to handle your food.
Oh yeah. My God. Why are you going to risk something like
why
that?
Why would you be mean to them? Same thing at a restaurant. Like, people are like, excuse me. And I'm like, that's the person who's going to, don't do that. Do it after you're done eating.
On your plate.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to, if you got to be a dick, at least wait till they give you the food.
Yeah. And don't do it when I'm with you, for sure. Yeah. Because I don't want my food to get messed with either. No, I'm with you, B. I'm with you. Do you have a type of guy that hits on you, like, more, do you think? Like, do you think you attract a certain type of guy?
Pretty all over the board. I would probably say that the ones I notice the most is because I am also really big into photography and kind of a gear nerd. So especially like film cameras.
Very cool.
Yeah. So fans, I cannot. I wanted to take a class, but I didn't sign up in time. But yeah, I have a really good place that does it for me.
The black room and all the chemicals and all that stuff.
I want
and
to,
how
yeah.
Hang it up and they.
Yeah, one of these days, it's on my list of things I want to learn. Even though I probably would be terrible because I'm actually really terrible at film photography. But it's a fun, expensive hobby. It's very fun.
Yo,
very expensive.
That I'll tell you, expensive is for sure. Yeah. You're going to have to cut back on some of those designer bags if you want to get into the photography game. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Do they still develop, like, you remember how there was, like, 1 hour photo development?
Yeah.
Can you still take, like, film to a place and they'll develop it? Like,
I think some Costco's still do film developing. I don't know. I haven't actually been to a Costco in years.
Yeah.
Because they all have the stations now where you like take your phone, plug it in, and you can like print out pictures off your phone, which makes sense.
It's yeah.
But the actual developing a film, I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. My place usually takes about 2 weeks.
Huh? Wow.
Back in my day, it used to be an hour.
Yep. Well.
Well, there's like only maybe 3 places that offer film developing that I'm aware of in the whole like Seattle area.
Who needed their like, pictures in an hour? What was happening in the early 90s?
Because that's how you like... shared your memories.
Yeah,
I went on vacation and I want to show you about all, I want to show you how I swam with dolphins.
Give me 60 minutes. I'm going to show you the best pictures of dolphins you've ever seen.
Yeah, no, actually.
It's never seems necessary. That's all.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Did 8-minute abs seem necessary?
That's true.
It was a thing.
Set it and forget it.
I didn't forget it. So,
one was that?
That was that cooking thing that was on late at night with the guy. I know I'm explaining this terribly, but it was like almost like a rotisserie looking machine that like you press play and it would go for like 6 hours and you set it and forget it.
Because it was like slow cooking, but like rotisserie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, interesting. All right, very good. Thank you for that, Justin. Okay, let's keep it moving. We are coming towards the top of time. B, I can't tell you how much Justin and I are in agreement with this, but if you'd be willing, we would love to have you back on the show. If you'd be willing to come back on.
Yes, absolutely. As long as no dogs are harmed between now
No dogs have ever been harmed. I've never harmed a dog. I never would harm a dog. No one's harming dogs. Boat shoes might get it. I'm just going to say.
Okay, but, that's fine.
Right. I can hurt some boat shoes. We're cool with boat shoes.
But, unless you're going on a boat or like a beach day or like, I don't know. What do people do over on that side of the world? I feel like it's very sporty.
On the eastern coast of the United States of America? Do a lot of the same shit on the west coast. All right?
No, really. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know the boat, guys.
No, I mean, we're in Philadelphia, and the closest thing to us is New Jersey. And if you're going on a boat in New Jersey, it's probably because they're going to whack you. So you don't want to be that guy.
Also, yeah. I was in Jersey last week, and I went to an amusement park. It was so fun.
What amusement park?
Six Flags?
Yeah.
Nice.
What? Six Flags Great Adventure?
I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. The one with the really, really tall roller coaster.
So you're a big fan of roller coaster.
Huh?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Justin.
No, so is it the top drag racer? It just goes like straight up, over and down, and that's it, right? That's like the whole ride?
No, this one goes up, like it shoots you up, and then it's the highest roller coaster that I think that exists. I don't know. Or at least it's in America or something. I don't know. It's something special and tall. And then you go down and then you kind of go around in a circle and then it's over.
Yeah.
It's like really fast. Yeah.
It's the whole like thing of it is like four. I think it's like 400 something feet.
Yeah, it's a tall boy.
Was it packed when you were there?
No, it was dead. I loved it.
Damn! So you really made like a whole like adventure out of your birthday week, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's because I have like really good friends that like really wanted
Sounds
to make
like
sure
it.
And all the things. I was like, okay, who needs to sleep?
Yeah. What do your friends and your parents think about you being in the industry?
Everyone is super supportive.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate.
Did you ever have like an aunt or a grandma be like, man, if I had your tits, I'd be selling those things left, right, and center, you know?
Well, I don't have an aunt or grandma that's still around, but that does sound like something like my grandma could say.
Yeah.
I know
she
probably wouldn't be surprised that I do porn.
I mean, why has that always been like your personality?
I think my grandma thought I was a little bit of a slut, so
I mean, is that even a thing anymore? Do we still do the shaming thing? Like,
well, I mean, this is a woman who like was like in her 70s, different times. Well,
she's just jealous.
One penis.
Yeah,
that's it.
It was her husband.
I think she was a little bit of a slut back in the day too.
Oh well, now it's like, well, you know where
she's
I get
projecting.
It from Grammy. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, sorry, Grammy, if you weren't such a hose hound, you know, but.
They said Nancy Reagan was the throat goat.
Like, really?
Like, yeah, it's like a big rumor.
Yeah.
I mean, Ronnie was
That's
a good
conspiracy.
Piece.
That's another, I'll add that to my list of conspiracies.
Ronnie was a good looking piece, man. I mean, he was a movie star. He was the Gipper. He was a president. You know, I mean, if Hillary was throat goat, maybe she would have been president. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm
saying? It's true.
True. It's very true. Either way, we don't talk about politics much. So your parents and your friends and everyone are supportive. And so wait, your friends are on the East Coast and you're on the West Coast. Did you grow up on the West Coast?
I grew up on the West Coast, but I, you know, have friends that have moved everywhere.
Nice. Cool. Friends that you've known for a while?
Oh, yeah. Friends that I've known since, like, my days as an early retail when I was just a baby.
Before you started selling your panties?
Yes. It's always fun telling those friends. They're like, oh, yeah, you know what I do now?
How many of them are jealous that you're getting piped down by a monster hog? And they're like, yep, I have to go to bed with Freddy tonight.
I don't think there's anyone that's jealous. Actually, most of my friends, most of them are all like happily married, about to have kids, already have kids. I think
then
maybe
they're
like,
definitely jealous. For someone who has a kid and is married, they're jealous.
I think maybe they're just a little excited to like live vicariously through me and like hear my drama and stories.
What's your dating scene like? Do you still tell, like, when you go to meet a guy, do you tell him like what you do like right away, or do you wait, or what's the deal?
Yeah, my rule is tell him on the first date.
Okay. Have you ever had anyone be like, see ya?
So far, I've been fortunate enough to not have that happen. I've been a little worried, but it's been across the board. I've gotten things like a guy just froze when I told him what I did. A guy asked me, like, do you like what you do?
Someone and, like, making you do this? You want me to save you? Have you seen Taxi Driver? I think I'm your hero now.
And then I had like one guy get like super excited, like, I want to see your videos.
He's like, one second, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh my god. Oh, guaranteed. If you tell a guy that, the next time he goes to the bathroom, he's looking you up. Guaranteed. Also, they probably all think they're gonna get lucky. If you right, like, is that what they think? To like, oh, she's a porn star, we're definitely gonna boosh tonight. You know?
No, because I'm really picky about who I actually decide to sleep with.
Right. Hey, you know,
I mean,
you're
maybe
not fucking
they,
for free anymore.
Maybe. Well, I mean, you know, at least in our world, we have to be very safe about things. So.
Oh, yeah. The testing is wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's nuts. So you're an every 2 weeker, right?
I mean, I do it based on like what my filming schedule is like. So depending,
sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was like, depending if I'm like lining stuff up, but yeah. I think I have a stretch.
Like, you know, you have like a bunch of shoots in a row. You're like, all right, boom, boom, boom. Let's get these knocked out kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Then I'll schedule it every 2 weeks. But if I have like a lull, then it's like, oh, I can take a break because I really hate getting my blood drawn and swabbing butthole.
Is that what they do? They swab your butthole?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Whose job is it to swab buttholes? Oh,
okay,
my God.
We swab ourselves, still, you have to, like, awkwardly, like, get up there and, like, twirl it around to make sure you get, like, what they need.
Just the butt, not the vag?
No, because that I guess, is close enough to, I guess, you know, they're testing, like, in a urine test, so
that
I guess
doesn't
by
sound
proximity.
Right at all.
I know.
Yeah, they're neighbors. If it affects one house, it affects the other house.
I'm probably, like, outing myself for being, like, really unknowledgeable, but I just do what the tests tell me to.
They're like, no, you're supposed to put the swab in your nose. How have you been doing this wrong all these years?
That one was also, they did swab us because they were doing, like, COVID testing. No, I think that was covered by the throats. I don't know. There's just everything goes everywhere.
Yeah. What have you gotten a really good piece of advice from someone else that's been in the industry? Like, do you have like a mentor in the industry?
I wouldn't say I have a mentor per se, but I absorb as much as I can from all of my peers. And like just I love listening to like everyone else's thought process and like how they go about their workflow, how they go about their like creative flow. And just, I mean, I can listen to people talk about what gear they use all day. But yeah, I don't know if there's any particular advice. Maybe the best thing that I've heard was kind of like, I don't know, allow yourself space to plan ahead for work-life balance.
That is a good piece of advice. Yeah. No,
yeah.
For
I
sure.
mean, I wish I could say I was good at it, but I try.
Hey, you're getting better every day. You know?
Trying.
Trying to. So, okay, nice. And then what is the most awkward slash worst thing that has happened in your time in the industry thus far?
Wait, most awkward, disgusting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Besides, like, your knees popping, but...
I guess when things get really messy, unintentionally messy, is the only thing that I take issue with.
How can you give like an example?
You know, when things are a little messy in the back end when you didn't intend them to be. So maybe a little bit more prep work in the future.
Yeah, that old chestnut. We've had a couple people on here recently, Colby Jansen and Savien Demonia, and they both said that Imodium's your friend, and that you know if you're gonna be playing in,
I need to listen to Savien more.
Yeah, she's awesome. But she yeah, is. Yeah. So yeah, Imodium, and then but. I mean, I hope he doesn't hear this because then we'll nonstop. Fuck, he's back. We're not talking about this anymore.
Oh, no.
Nope.
What are you talking about?
Fine. You want to talk about it, Justin? Well, yeah, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it.
And never lets
you
me talk about poop. We're supposed to wrap like 10 minutes ago, and now you're going to bring up poop?
Poop.
All right. Well,
when you come back,
way,
we're going to talk about poop.
When Savien Demonia was on the show, she stressed the importance of Imodium, but... She said, beware of Imodium farts because she said they are deadly. That's what I wanted to tell you, but I didn't want Justin to get on his fucking poop train, okay? Because he knows I don't like that word.
I know. Matt doesn't like poop. The word poop. It's fun. It's cute.
Everybody poops.
Yeah.
Yeah. No shit. All right. Let's keep it moving. B, that wasn't directed at you. That was directed at him. Okay? You're lovely. You're absolutely lovely. Tim, he knows what he did.
I know.
So either way, let's keep it on moving. Keep it on moving down the road. As Justin pointed out, we are coming towards the top of time. B, you've been absolutely lovely, and we would love to have you back on the show. But before we get out of here, we just like to stress that in the description of this episode, we'll have a link to all your socials, and then we'll also have a link to your website, which is byork.com, where you can find all your videos, your OnlyFans, your clips, your Pornhub page, your model page, everything like that, right?
Yep. BYork.com has the important stuff.
BYork.com. And then make
or
sure
you could just Google me. I'm really easy to Google.
Yeah. And then make sure you subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at UBYork. B, anything you would like to say to your friends, family, and anyone watching before we go, and your fans?
Well, again, put on the spot and I don't know what to say. Thank you for listening to this fun little episode. And thank you guys for having me. Please just keep consuming my content in any capacity that you see fit. I don't know, give yourself grace and do great things. That's my advice.
I mean, as far as improv went, you nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. You know, that was just off the top of the dome. Fantastic stuff. Do you have anything up and coming that we should be looking forward to in the future, B?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that if you're subscribed to my OnlyFans or you follow me on like Twitter or clip sites, specifically probably like ManyVids, you'll be seeing that I'm releasing a lot more boy girl content. So if that's your jam, it's all been so good and so hot, and I'm glad to do more work just with, I don't know, awesome talent.
Who's
so.
The talent that you've worked with?
A few people.
Did you do something with Andre Stone?
Yeah.
Oh, we had him on the show.
We've done a couple things, actually.
He is so cool. He was awesome. We had him on the show. He was so much fun.
I felt so bad because when we first met, we were actually doing a video for Foreplay Films. And I love our video concept so much. I was the photographer. Andre was my model. I guess I shouldn't give away more of the plot because that one isn't out yet, but I can't wait until it is. But when I first met him, he walks in the studio and I'm like, wow, you're so tall. He's like, hi to you too. Like, oh gosh, I'm that an annoying girl that like said something stupid. But yeah, my video with Andre, another one that we did where I played Velma, was
I saw a picture of that. That was so cool.
Yeah, it was so, so cute. I am just, yeah. Andre was.
You really, as far as the costume go, you nailed it. You look just like her.
Thank you. You really did a good job.
I mean,
it's really easy.
You got to get the oranges, though. It's got to be two different oranges.
Yeah, no. If you see the pic, she was like spot on Velma from Scooby-Doo. It was pretty cool. Yeah. You did a good job.
Thank
and you filmed that with Andre Stone?
Yes. Yeah, I filmed
that. He was a super cool guy.
Yeah, he is. I love Andre. I should message him and see if he wants to shoot with me again.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys want to come on the show together too, we'd love to have you. He was so much
fun.
But and like we said, make sure you subscribe and find all that stuff. Links will be in the description of this episode. How tall are you, B?
5'2".
Oh, damn. So you're short. So
yeah, a lot of people
sorry.
That's
I'm
literally
the annoying
what you
guy.
Just, yeah.
That's no, people think guy. I'm you tall. Must... And I'm like, no.
I wouldn't have guessed you were 5'2". I mean,
but tall.
I mean, short girls are the best. Everybody knows that. Okay, let's keep it moving then. So, B, thank you for that, Justin. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
What did you say? Give yourself grace. I like that.
That was pretty cool.
I'm going to start saying that.
Yeah.
Give yourself some grace,
Matt. I mean, just
give yourself
be kinder to yourself.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, be good. This was fun. Come back. And there's too many Skarsgårds.
Yeah. So many Skarsgårds.
Too many.
Awesome. All right. Well, speaking of Skarsgårds, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richmond. And our guest today is the one and only B. York. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content and all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You can also on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast and join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks. See you.